G'day, hello.
I'm very well. Were you surprised by the reaction to your piece?
I was. I can hear the faint intimations from across the ditch right now. It's a bit Orwellian, you know, I think. You've got to be so careful now with newspeak and thought crime and everything else. We suffer the same thing in Australia. It's not a good time to be a journalist. If you say somebody is attractive, my dictionary lists attractive, the thesaurus, about 50 choices from good looking to gorgeous to likable. I mean, there's so many different meanings. I'm going, my wife thought my story was a bit, she thought I was too gushing. And we were, all of us, smitten by a wonderful prime minister. You're so lucky to have her. So I'm going with winning. Winning is one of the alternatives in my dictionary.
Do you regret anything, though? Do you regret anything about the interview? Your wife says it was gushy. Were you fawning? I mean, some are saying that it was creepy and cringeworthy. What do you say?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you're a journalist. I mean, how can you just go on? I mean, how can you? No, I wouldn't regret, because I thought she was terrific. It rated very well with us. I know that some people in New Zealand might be a bit annoyed that we didn't talk about housing or university fees. But this is an absolutely shocking thing to say. But Australian audiences aren't very interested in the minutiae of New Zealand politics. They would be in a specialist piece for the Fin Review or something like that. But on 60 Minutes, they want to see this wonderful couple. And I must say, and I'm not really a social reporter as such, but I thought, look, I just loved being with them. I thought they were so much fun, such a breath of fresh air. You know what our Prime Minister's like. Mm. Now you're getting me into trouble. It was just terrific to be with them. And Clark Gayford, a delightful man to go fishing with, although he did make me put back a fish that I think was of legal size.
Okay. Some reports are saying that the Prime Minister was visibly uncomfortable. Did you believe that to be the case?
No. And in fact, I can't remember the name of her PR person, but when we were breaking down the set and we'd finished, she said the Prime Minister said that she really enjoyed that, and it was, you know, not what she's always used to, and she liked it. It was a chat. So, I don't know.
Do you regret going down the pregnancy road? When the baby was conceived?
You see, between you and me, I do get paid to do this, and my executive producer would have sacked me if I hadn't asked that.
What, asking when she conceived the baby?
Oh, what? I wasn't even when the baby was conceived, because we know that the date. We were just, I was interested because everybody at on Treaty Day, when I was filming up there in the Bay of Islands, was talking about the fact that it must have been conceived late in the election or at the time. I've conceived 5 children, so it's no surprise to me that children can be conceived in joy, extremis, stress, or at any time. I mean, I didn't think it was so important to people that really mattered, other than it was important to... I thought it was a funny point. Obviously, it wasn't. Mm. So, we're culturally different.
Okay, so the point of the interview was, and I understand you didn't want to talk about policy, I completely get that. Others are labelling it as a puff piece, you know, like the world's never seen a leader quite like her, and Jacinda, you're better than Obama. Yeah. What do you say to that?
What did she say? She said, she said to the kid that shouted it out, oh, that's a big call. I think democracy is a good thing. And I think it's probably better to have popular leaders than unpopular ones. And right now in Australia, we have two, across our political spectrum, Labor and Liberal, we have two unpopular leaders, in which case people lose interest in democracy. She's got 70%. I found people I talked to really liked her. Incidentally, I think, as someone who does often report politics, I think what is terrific is the work she's doing on the treaty and working towards uniting your two peoples, the First People and the Kiwis, because we don't have that in Australia. I would like to do a story on that sometime if I ever dare to go back.
Do you think the negativity is largely coming from Kiwis rather than Aussies? Aussies quite liked the program, did they?
Yeah. Of course it is. But look, I come from a little place like New Zealand. I come from Tasmania. And whenever anyone from the big island comes down and does a story in Tasmania, we immediately take umbrage. We can't help it. We'll find some reason why they must be patronising us, or they haven't looked into our reforestation program. So they showed a picture of an old car driving down the street when Joe Riley's just bought a new one. You know, I mean.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the other comments that I was, you know, sexist old fart and that sort of stuff being thrown around.
Well, my missus said I was far too gushing.
And you think you were?
No, gosh. You know, I'm not sexist. I got lots of kids, lots of daughters who wouldn't let me be. I haven't heard from them about this story, actually. But no, mate, you know, you do radio. I've done radio. You just take it. If we don't have a thick skin, well, then we might as well go into some other business entirely, eh?